Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Brother Elohim with Society's News. Topic of the day is, where do we get the power from the change thing? That's what we're going to begin on mostly, but like I said, we're talking about Society News. So Let me give you a little update on what's going on. We have the information ready and been printed out and sending it to everybody. Some of the questions I'm asking is let me know when you get the information. If you got the information, or you can critique some of the information or whatever, let me know what you changed and what you get. You know, the main thing is that you have to study, all right? We're going to go over the society. Well, some of the things we're going to talk about. You know, the first thing we're going to talk about is ritual. Well, I like them. Let's give our slogan. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reaping with yourself. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of delight, and I will get what I want. Okay? Well, I am God, and I have unlimited potential. That's Psalm 82. I'm going to start saying that on every show, you know, because I want you to upgrade your thought process, upgrade your thinking. Stop thinking like men and women. Stop thinking like who you are, masters of all of this, you know. And you are designers. That's how they go through the designism over, Darwinism. Darwinism is a theory. So it's a theory that hasn't been proved. So no sense there aren't people out there. You know, it's something they believe. That's on them. But designism, we can prove designism because we do this every day. We are designers. We design stuff every day. Okay? So I want you to start really realizing who you are and know that you have unlimited potential. Yes, you can do whatever you want. All you got to do is sit back and design your future. Design what you want. Because that's who we are. We're designers, all right? All right, let's go over, we have what we call a ritual, right? Now, why are rituals important? Rituals are very important in occult practices because it sets up a vibratory frequency for you to begin your day. Or to, as you go along through the day, it will help you out, okay? Those of us that are functioning as men and women, we need help. And we tend to get help from the outside source. So we constantly use the occult practice, what they call it, to make prayers. That sets up the frequency of dependency. You hear what I'm saying? The ritual prayers set up a frequency of dependency. You're constantly dependent on somebody other than yourself to do what you need to do. That's what it does. All right? Now, they have, now part of the ritual that I just said, it's called an assertion, right? I'll read it again, and we'll go over in a minute. Let me make sure I got my phone right. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow, right? Now, when you break down reap what you sow, what does that mean? Use the term science. Reap what you sow is science. If you reap two chemicals together, okay, you're going to sow a reaction. You put mathematics on it to control the reaction. That's science. The whole cosmos is set up based on that principle, reap what you sow, okay? If you got an object that's a certain size and you throw another object at it at a certain speed, it'll either crash into it, bounce off its atmosphere, or go into orbit around it, okay? And that's all of it, all right? I'm saying it like it's easy to do, but you have to be at a technological level in order to make this happen. But I'm just giving you an idea of the rituals, you know what I'm saying? You know that you're walking a path, you're on a path, right? And your path is dealing with science. You're a scientist on a path. What does scientists deal with? Facts. Make a list. Write down what you do every day so that you don't be trying to do the same thing every day hoping that something different happens, okay? That's what they call insanity. You see where I'm coming from? Change. Make a move. Do things. Do it a little different. Write it down. Write down what you do so that you have a better idea of what you're designing and what you're trying to get into, okay? Now, by doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightened. Now, the enlightened people that came to you were scientists, okay? they understood the concept of do what you sow. And that's why they come to you talking about love and reciprocity and all that. Because the Ten Commandments are set up based on read what you sow, you know? Don't rob from your neighbor because you don't want nobody to rob from you. You want to get it back. Don't kill nobody because you don't want nobody to kill you. That's read what you sow. See what I'm saying? What you're putting out, you're going to get it back. This is how the universe works. Somewhere down the line, you're going to get it back, you know? So that's what a lot of people are scared of. The rulers are scared right now because some of the atrocities they committed, they know it's coming back. And they're doing everything they can with the military and everything else, for security, for hope that it don't come back to them. And they've committed some pretty bad things out here, and they're still doing it right now, okay? Now, I'm just giving you an idea of what a ritual is and what it does, you know? In the name of Allah, the most merciful, most gracious, master of the universe, just to come through and paraphrase, it's not exactly the ritual, but in the name of Allah, the most merciful, most gracious, be alone to be served, and then only speak to aid. That's a ritual that puts you in a frequency of dependency. You know what I'm saying? That's not a ritual for God. That's a ritual for man who's under nature. Okay? And if you're under nature, that means you can't fly. A lot of things you can't do. It's just not natural for a man to fly. You can go outside and flap your wings all day long. You ain't going nowhere because it's not natural for you to fly like a bird if you're a man, see? But if you are God, a designer, you can design planes, boats, ships, and all that to go and do whatever you have to do, okay? now, that's one of the reasons why rituals are necessary. And most rituals are related to cults. Now, I'm using the term ritual related to cult. But now, when you get into college and school and all that, they're not called rituals. They're called discipline. You need certain discipline in your life to get things done, all right? but if you understand discipline, they're a ritual. And you can see why they're necessary. Because if you discipline yourself to do certain things every day, then every day certain things will get done. All right? Now, the one of the rituals that, well, we don't discuss the rituals on the airways, but the members will get a copy of the rituals in the mail. And that's why I need your mailing address. So those of you who are online and don't have your mailing address, make sure I get your mailing address so I can mail you a copy of the rituals and all that. And well, actually, those of you who are getting your package, getting that information, the rituals are in there. Everything is in that. It's in there, the information that you'll get. Okay. Now I've been off the air for a couple of weeks because my vocal cords is acting stupid. They're acting stupid tonight. I thought I'd be able to. Then I did Saturday, Sunday. Now today is Monday. I thought I'd be able to keep going here, but I have to keep going. Because it's important that I be on the air. I do have somebody that decided that they want to be a co-host. Then a lot of times what I'm going to do, I might have to set up reruns. I got 300 episodes, okay? So I might have to rerun some of the episodes. And I'll be listening and monitoring the episodes. It won't like just the episodes just be running. And if you have a question or something like that, I'll be able to talk to you. And we can deal with the question that you're asking, okay? Because I can pause. I can pause the tape or disc or whatever I'm doing a rerun on, okay? And then we can talk about it if you have a question there, right? Now, what I like for everybody to do, the society is set up as a trust, all right? Now, it's called an express trust, set up as a trust. And once you sign in, you will be the beneficiary. You'll be the trustees. You're all trustees, which means you have the right to vote. Now, what are you voting on? You know, we don't have no big ass and letter U. So we don't have no presidents, vice presidents, none of that stuff. You're not set up like that, right? We vote on what we want to do. Let's say if we want to give a party or we want to change some of the rules that we're dealing with, and we vote on a change in the rules, and all this is in your information, and it's 50% above. You get more than 50% of the rule change. You know what I mean? I suppose that's how it's supposed to be in Congress, but then they introduced the filibuster rule so that the racist people can block certain legislation from going on to other people, just to block legislation, period. They have to have some type of control over what's going on and what's happening, okay? Now, now the reason why I'm saying it's a trust, just relate the society to the U.S. government. The Constitution is the indenture agreement, okay? And everybody that works, all the trustees that are voted on to work as trust managers have to take a vow to uphold the Constitution, which is the trust agreement. Anybody who violates the trust agreement is subject to lose their position, okay? That's what's going on in the society. It's a trust set up, and the tyrannical scriptures complete riot, complete indenture agreement. Okay, the indenture agreement tells you that the society runs on tyrannical scriptures. All right, and everything is in there. All right, so when you get your information, you'll see that tyrannical scriptures complete volume of sacred doctrine, everything is in there, okay, that you're going to need to either run your business, run the house, to work with each other, however you want to do it. Now tomorrow we will be talking about the tyrannical scriptures. I'll be reading some things through the tyrannical scriptures starting tomorrow, okay? And that's Tuesday. Like I said, we're going to be here every day. You know, if my voice gets a little scraggly, I'll just put tape in. And y'all can listen to the tape, and if you have a comment or something, I'll have the switchboard up, and I'll answer your questions, okay? Now, what I'd like for everybody to do is to go to Yusef L on YouTube and express trust. He does an excellent job of explaining. It's a three-hour webinar. He does an excellent job of explaining trust and what a trust is, you know, especially when you start getting the case law and all that stuff. So you need to check him. I want you to check him out and read what he's talking about, okay? Now, naturally, the last 2 weeks I've been a little bit under the weather, so we didn't really have a broadcast on Monday, but we're here today, okay? Now, those of you who are signing up for the society, remember there's a church that goes with it. It's called Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah, all right? Now, let's for tomorrow. I'm going to explain the meaning of Christ and the meaning of Allah, because the cult leaders have so backwards out there that people are really confused. They don't know which way it's up, you know. And our job is to wake people up and explain to you exactly what's going on and what we're doing. Explain to you what's happening and why they have you so confused out there, you know. Actually, I was talking to a Trump supporter, and the Trump supporter was spitting out the information, the talking points of the Republican Party. And it wasn't the person I'm talking to. That person was not like what was coming out of their mouth. You know what I mean? The racist rhetoric that was coming out of the person's mouth. And when I mentioned it, they got upset. You know, I said, well, what can I tell you? You know, I didn't tell them that they were racist, but I told them they sound racist. So we have to be on board what we're talking about, what we know, and what's going on. You know, that's very important, all right? Now, that's why when you get your book, you really have to study, because people are going to be knocking on the door asking you questions, and they want to make sure that somebody's home, you know, because you're going to have to be talking, trying to wake people up about what's going on, what's happening around the planet, all right? Now, those of you who are on the line, what I'd like for you to do is, now, they're having different holidays and all this kind of stuff that's coming up, all right? Now, we haven't been asking ourselves the right questions about the holidays. We need to know what's going on, right? We need to know how to run this society, because it is yours to run and operate. So what I'd like for you to do is Google, okay, the chain of command, United States chain of command, and it will give you a list of who you're from the block captain to the mayor in your city, what city council does, your councilman does, who you count, what their job is and what they do. You can Google this stuff. It's online, okay? You can also Google the chain of command for the military. Boy, that the military, that's big. It's huge. When I first Googled and looked at it, I said, oh, my God, the military, they went heck of a chain of command. The same way with the cities and stuff, too. But you're going to have to begin to study, because if you're going to run this society, you're going to have to know something about it, you know? And just like you study about LeBron James and how many times he scored and, you know, who his wife is and what kind of car he drives and, you know, where he sleeps and all this. You know everything about him, but you don't know anything about the things that are keeping you from power. And that's what we're talking about today. Where is the power we need to change things? Well, this is what we're talking about. This is a wake-up call. Now, remember, all you have to do is press 1 on your dial. If you have a question, you want to say something, just let me know. I'll open up your mic, and you can talk, okay? If you have a group or something and you want to advertise your group, you can do that as well. Now, I wasn't going to do the commercials every day, but the commercials, I'm going to do the commercials every day. I'm just going to, you know, make my little announcements every day, because it's only about 3 to 5 minutes. And I think I can give back 5 minutes to the people that's out trying to do this. That's what I need you to do, because I need you to acclimate yourself to the chain of command of the cities that you're in. Okay? Now, this is going out to different cities. I know we're all at everybody. I'm out of Philadelphia. I know everybody's not in Philadelphia. We got people as far away as California. But then this is going out to different countries. The broadcast goes out to different countries. So the people that are in other countries that are listening to this, I need you to do the same thing, you know? Start learning about your government, how it works, how it functions, so you can get in there and do something, you know. I always had to be out there protesting with the cops, with the police putting hoses on and all that stuff, rubber bullets for a whole nine yards. There's a way to make change. You know where I'm coming from? And once you learn how the command structure is set up, you'll begin to learn how to make change. Now, everybody don't want to be a politician. I don't really want to be a politician myself, but we should all be involved in politics, because that's where your power base is. And you have to learn to control your power base if you're going to deal with power. Now, I just got a call. I got a call earlier today. They're talking about Juneteenth. It's some kind of festival that they do every year for the slaves and stuff. I'm saying, I'm not really into that, because that kind of stuff don't get us no power. We've been doing it every year for the last 10, 15 years, 20 years maybe. They've been doing these so-called holidays, these black events or whatever, and where's the power? Where's our power at? Why are we giving these things? We have to ask ourselves the right questions, you know? And the groups that I'm tired of being in groups, this is just me now, I'm tired of being in groups where I don't have no control. See, this group's got all these leaders and people that's in charge, and in order to get anything done, you got to go through all this stuff, you know, and it's too much. You know what I'm saying? We're not getting anything done. This is what society is for. There's no president, vice president, all that stuff is not there. Now, on the church side, which is going to be dog-eat-dog, you know, not all of it, but some is going to be a dog-eat-dog setup, because you have to have a military or military-type style system to protect yourself. You know what I'm saying? As it's going to come to a point that as a society member, the cop pull you over, all you got to do is hit something on your speed dial, and we have people in the area that will come in and monitor what the cops are doing, because the police officers, believe it or not, they're making citizens arrest. They do not actually, the only right that you have, just as much right to arrest them as they have to arrest you. You know what I'm saying? Most people don't know that. That you can actually take a cop and say, look, I'm going to read you your rights. You're broken the law. You know what I mean? But, I mean, they got a lot of backup. They got everything they need. You can't go out there with a little pistol talking about, I'm going to lock you up, cop. That ain't going to work. But I'm just telling you your rights. The sheriff department is different, because you vote on the sheriff. You don't vote on these little corporate police out there, right? That's what I'm saying. You have to know your rights and your rules. One of the biggest problems I had, I sat down one day and studied the manuals and stuff on driving. Oh, my God. I've been in trouble with the government ever since. Well, not trouble, but it's a question of me owing them money. They're breaking the law. I have a right to travel. I have a right to have excess right to travel. And the only time I move as a driver is if I'm moving people around in a vehicle for money. And the only time I'm functioning as an operator is as if I'm working for a company that hires me to drive their vehicle, like a bus operator. You understand what I'm saying? That's why you have the bus operator and you have the taxi driver, because the taxi driver is operating the vehicle, moving people around to make money. What you're doing when you get in your vehicle, you're exercising your right to travel. And you have a right to do that without the tags and inspections and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Now, how'd they get around making you do that? When you get the car, they give you a slip, or whatever they give you. And that, when you get that, you're turning the car over to the state. You actually don't own the car title. It's called a title. When you get that title, you don't own the car. The state owns the car. Since you're driving in somebody else's vehicle, you have to do what they say. That's how they get known, like a fat rat. Because if you own a car outright and you got paper proving that you own a car, you don't need a title. These are the rules, believe it or not. But now, if you don't have the tags on the back, the cops, because I did it, they stop you every five blocks. They stop and you ask you questions. All right, and they'll let you go. You follow what I'm saying? Especially because I had a license that was coming from the Indian tribes. I still got my license now because I didn't have a regular driver's license. You know where I'm coming from? So they said, we're going to give you a warning, so just be careful. Don't run the stop sign. I ain't run nothing. They just pulled me over. You know what I'm saying? And if you own your car outright, they can't even tow your car to their little tow pile. They can't do that. The only thing they can do is tow your car back to your house. That's it. Other than that, they can't touch that car. You know what I mean? These are the rules. I mean, you know, I made a mistake and read them. And once I read the rules, I've been in opposition with these guys all the time because the stuff that they're doing, they're breaking the law. In fact, I went down to deal with the tickets one time, and I'm talking to the judge. I said, hey, I want to see somebody about the tickets. All right, I said, it costs you $275 to then you can talk to the judge. I said, wait. I can't talk to a judge without putting up no money. He said, nope. And he was the judge. I realized I'm talking to the judge right there. Well, I can't talk to him unless I put up $275. I said, okay. When I get $275, I come back. I ain't been back since. Just saying. They're kicking game. They're breaking the law, but they're making you the victim, and they're the criminals. It's unbelievable. So I'm just saying, you have to know how the system works, how things go, so that you don't get caught up in their traps, right? It's one thing I like about the Bible. The Bible says, settle your differences before you go to court, because the court belongs to them. You ain't going to get no satisfaction in the court. Because they own the courts. And you're going in there thinking, oh, well, the judges, duh. You know, I know a lot of people lost their houses and everything, messing around with the dog on a system, thinking the system is supposed to be a certain way. But there's what they call gray areas in the system where they can do little things and get away with it that you don't know they can do. And most people don't know. That's why we want you, especially if you know, those are on the line. If you have the time, because I know everybody's busy trying to survive out here. What I'd like for you to do is just look up the chain of command for your city and see what's going on, especially in your district. You want to know who your council person is in your district, who your alderman is that's in your district. So if something's going on, you need to know who to call. We pick up the phone calling the police all the time, and we don't have to do that, you know. Some situations you do when you're ready to call a popo, something's really going on out there and they need some backup support. But more and more black communities, they're not relying on the police department because of the way the system is set up, okay? The cops, they're corporate cops. You didn't vote for the police department. You didn't vote for none of those guys. So the city is a corporation, and they belong to the corporation, wherever the city is. Philadelphia is a corporation, so the Philadelphia police, they're corporate police. You have just as much right to lock them up as they have to lock you up. But like I said, they got a whole lot of backup. So you got to be careful when you step out there into that one, okay? What I like to do right now, if you don't mind, is did a little shout out to people, you know, let people know what's going on, and give back to the people that's been trying to do things, for you on the airwaves, you know. There's a couple of other shows. I had one brother that used to hook me up with all of the shows, because he used to listen to all of them, but I haven't been listening to them in a minute because I've been too busy doing other things. And so hopefully next time I talk to him, I'll get a list of some of the other shows that you might want to tap into and listen to the final what's going on. It's Elohim Five Tribes of the Constellation, Elohim Society of Love Radio presents Elohim Speaks. That's Elohim Society today. We want every day 8 to 9. Every day we're going to be here from 8 to 9. If I can't talk like my throat went out, then I'll just do some reruns. But I'll still be here listening and take your questions and stuff, okay? The caller number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout out. I will not mention your name unless you want us to. You know, use the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or group and you want to give a shout out, please feel free to do so. Also on Monday, Monday we have a society meeting. It's probably from 6 to 7, but we're going to do everything from 8 to 9. Just keep some consistency, okay? So if you have questions about society, Monday's the time to call in and ask, okay? The call in number is there. 516-453-9230, okay? Now I've got a gospel CD out there on the market right now. It's called the 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. And the link is CDBaby/CD/ Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2, okay? So check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click the Elohim Christ 10 tracks. And you can listen to the tracks if you want, you know. And the name of the CD is When Jesus Comes Back. So now the question is, when Jesus comes back, where is he coming from? How is he coming? Well, we think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, through the goddess in the womb. You're the goddess, or your sister's out there trying to be a queen or a king or whatever. That's the system of government. That's really not the matter who you are when you call yourself a queen, okay? That just tells you what system of government that you're under. That's family. Only your family, only your descendants can rule the society. That's what that system implies. It's the queen. Okay, but anyway, so sister, be careful out there what you're dumping. Because that baby just might be the one to get us out of this mess. And boy, are we in a mess. Don't forget to check out my book, The Lion of Scriptures, Part 2, Christ Has Come. That's on Amazon, so you can check that book out. And there's also, you can get the CD. To get the CD, just call 215-758-1703. From 9 to 5 any day of the week, and we can, you know, hook you up on how to get the CD and stuff, okay? I'm just going to skip a couple of things, but some things change, like the gold business with our carry box, you know, there's little different things going on with the carry box, so we're going to leave that alone for a minute, okay? I also like to give a shout-out to Hans Butler for his book, history book on Mark Sprout. I like him because he understands history, okay? And as a shout-out to Legacy of a Nation. Now, we're hosting Legacy of a Nation on Saturday. Brother Mac is coming to the wedding a little bit. And since Legacy of a Nation is very important, Legacy of what nation? We're talking about the black nation. So on Saturday, we're going to be doing black history, okay? you know, the calling number is the same. 516-453-9230. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra 11. She has a spoken word, and she speaks a pretty good word, so you might want to check her out. I'd like to give a shout-out to Nikki Love. She's a spiritual advisor Now, she comes on YouTube, Nikki Love, Moonob. All right, the call-in number is 909-498-6. Now, if you want to spiritually write, she's pretty good. I did a reading on her. She did a reading on me. And we were both pretty accurate. I was impressed. That's why I got her down here so we could check in on her and find out what she's about, okay? And I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121 of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNIAACL, 1918 and 1929 of the world. They meet every week. For more information, I contact Brother Mark C. at the UNIA at 267-832-2320. I'd also like to give a shout-out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on Africa, RBG Industries, and make designing clothes, buttons, flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, I got four of them, and I love them. So if you want to get the element out for you both, you can call 609-638-5828. If you want buttons and flags, he do it all, okay? Now, last time I talked to him, he's getting them cookies. So check him out. You'd be surprised at what you can get from brother, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Safemore Electric for wiring outlets putting in light changes and fixtures, and they're also doing home alarms. Okay, it's one of my children's outfits, and he's still pretty good job. He's been working for me. His number is 215-909-3352. That's from 9 to 5 Monday to Friday. Okay, and I would like to give a shout out to Tom Gordon. He has 6 CDs on the market. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. You can Google him at Heaven 2019 TEE. For more information, just give him a call, 267-259-4077. And now, when you get to listen to the album, some of that little high harmony, he helped me with some of the harmony on the album, okay? He's a very pretty good brother can throw down. I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Pathline Academy, licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse. She's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor, okay? This is one of my daughter's company, so you know, I took my test out again. Taylor Path has been 4 school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for best quality children's service, call 610-628-8352 from 8 AM to 6 PM Monday through Friday. Email at Taylor Path Learning Academy at gmail.com. All right. I'd like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors. Dr. Paul, his number is 215-779-7359. If you text Dr. Paul or you call him, he'll give you a free herb chart. He's giving out free herb charts right now. So, you know, we need to know about those herbs that we need to take. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. He water purification system. So if you want some purified water and you don't want to go to the store to buy it, you purchase one of them, just get it all, okay? Now, if you don't have one of these guys on speed dial, you deserve to be sick. No. Nobody deserves to be sick. So just give them a call and be healthy, okay? Like I said, we're here Sunday at Bible Code, Monday Society News that we're going through right now. Tuesday, which is Toronto for Scripture, to keep the doctor. I will be reading from the book, okay? So you need to be here on Tuesday from 8 to 9 to get a little tidbit about what's in the book, okay? Wednesday, we're talking about politics. We might even talk about Trump. Like I was talking about a Trump lover, black person. They love Trump. And we go at it sometimes, you know. It just amazes me. So, but on Wednesday, we're talking about politics. Thursday, we're talking about economics. Show you how to keep money in your pocket, keep them going broke. Friday, we're talking about health, so we keep you from getting sick, okay? And we'll be back on Saturday with legacy information with Black History, and that's where we are right now. Also, the UAIA is also sponsoring a trip to Africa. For those of you who want to see the motherland, I'm going to go with somebody that's qualified and have a nice little thing set up. You can give them a call. You can give the UAIA a call. I'm scrolling right down to the number because that number, I should have said that when I first read it. That number is 609-688-5828. 609-688-5828. I mean, sponsoring a trip to Africa, a lot of the other coronavirus might need to get away and stretch out and relax a little bit. You know, you can do that and get a grand tour because he's going to Tanzania, which is one of the oldest beginnings of civilization, cultural innovation. Because as I talked on the show, we never had civilization started with the Greeks and the Romans. Somebody said, yo, man, we got civilization. Oh, no, we don't have civilization. We never have civilization as a culture based on lies. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of corrections have to go out here. We had great cultures. And if you listen to these, what do you call the guys that be digging in the rocks and stuff? I don't know what they call them. Well, they don't know if it's coming out of the architect, but if you listen to some of these guys, some of these historians, some of the white historians, when they be talking about our ancient history, they'll mention culture and civilization. They'll separate the two because they know there's a difference between culture and civilization. They know. You don't know. It goes over your head because, you don't actually know. But they know. They know there's a difference between the two. Okay? Okay, now we're going to get back to where we were at with the society here. We're in a little commercial, but nobody hung up. So the commercial's not that long. It's only 5 minutes. You know, I don't mind taking 5 minutes a day at the show to get that, you know. Now, when you sign up for your information, okay, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get a cup, hat, T-shirt, coat of arms, you know, and well, it took me a few minutes. Things are a little slow because all the CDs I had, the print on top of the CD. But everything is fixed, working right, and all of the information is done. We're sending out information to everybody. Now, I need you to let me know when you get your information and how long it's taken. But I had one brother, it took almost 2.5 months to get his information. And that's a long time, okay? Now let's talk about the society itself. How is it set up? That's very important because all of the groups, now this is very important, all of the groups have a hierarchy situation where you're voting on somebody to do things for you. This is with the occult, with the prayer rituals, okay? That's the frequency of dependency. And you're used to looking for somebody outside of yourself. Outside of yourself to do things, okay? Well, you got Jehovah and Allah, and you got Buddha, and you got Jesus, and you got everybody else out there. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's a prayer on dependency, okay? In our society, there's no hierarchy, okay? Now, we list Jesus as our teacher, okay? We list Jesus as our leader. There's a reason for that. Think about our history with the groups, from John Africa to Angela Davis, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, they're taking the leaders out. You understand what I'm saying? They're taking the leaders out. The Black Panther, Huey P. Newton, you know, you can just go, I can just go on and on and on how they've been knocking the leaders off. You see what I'm saying? So in order to prevent that, we have one leader. And his name is Jesus the Christ. So if they want to knock him off, they can do that. If they want to come after our leader, because we only have one in this society, that's done for a purpose, all right? So we don't have nobody running around that they can target as a leader, because now since there's no hierarchy, when you vote in our society, you're voting to get something done. You vote on what you want to do, not who to do it, okay? We have to, now you can't blame the president or the vice president or the secretary or the treasurer. You can't blame none of these guys for what's going on because they're not in charge. You're in charge. You're voting for what has to happen. If you want to do a building, if you want to build something, or if you want to do something, invest some of the society's money in a particular business enterprise, stuff like that there. That's up to you. You come together and you vote. If it's over 50%, if you get over 50% of the vote on a particular issue, that issue becomes law. That issue becomes relevant. That's what we do. See what I'm saying? You might say, well, we've already decided that we're going to buy some property. All right. Now you have people in the society that are real estate owners. They're real estate. They do real estate. So if you want to decide who's going to, which real estate person is going to do that, that's fine. But we've already decided to buy the property if they're going to come from. So now we can decide who we want to get to go get the property, but we don't have to go through no hierarchy, no chain of command to do anything. You know, we're doing everything ourselves. That's a different paradigm. It's a whole different mindset, whole different thought process. That's why when one of the rituals that we do in the morning, we do it in the morning. You'll get the ritual set up when you get your letter. But one of the rituals that we do when I start the show, okay, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. That way I'll be walking the path through the light and I will get what I want. About what we want, it's about what I want. If you got five eyes, let me just use a small number. If you got five eyes that decide this is what they want, then it becomes a we, okay? But the eyes have voted. And you get what you want, all right? That's how the whole thing works, okay? This is how the society works. It's a whole different paradigm, okay? We don't have people fighting, stabbing each other in the back because if you're in a leadership position, so many people think they can do a better job than you. It's unbelievable. They do little things to set you up. They'd be stabbing you in the back, you know? They'd be arguing back and forth because, well, let's do it this way or that. Now, we all vote on something and we get it wrong. Okay, then we change it. We just vote to change it. We ain't blaming nobody. We all voted for it. We thought it was good, but it didn't work out. So let's try something else. But that's how the society works. We are working on what we need to get done, what we need to do. See what I'm saying? And I'm walking the path so I can get what I want. Now, that's very important. You really have to know what you want. Because once you start dealing with universal order, as you learn in a lot of the scriptures, complete volume, once you start getting to the secret doctrine, you'll know that what you're asking for, you're going to get. And how to ask for it so that you can get it. Now, we ask, so where's the power going to come from that we need? The power is going to come mainly from knowing how to draw what you want from the universe. Because as God, according to the Bible, as a God, the universe works for you. You don't have to pray for anything. All you have to do is ask for it. I think one of the scholars, one of our leader, Jesus the Christ, said, knock, and the door shall be open. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. He didn't say pray and it should begin. He said ask and it should begin because it belongs to you. Everything out there belongs to you. This entire planet belongs to you. And we done chopped it up and drew borders and killed and murdered each other for this little speck of land here when all that stuff is out there at our disposal. It don't seem to make sense. Now, we can keep doing the same thing over and over if you want, but that's not how we're going to get power. And another way, we're going to get come together and work together, okay? Now, the other groups that we're going to be working with won't be afraid of us since we don't pay dues. Now, the society is going to put the money to work so that the money can come back to you. We want the money to work. We want to be out here working 40 hours a week. You know, like little beavers and stuff, trying to get a little thing to pay the rent and everything. We want to put the society's money to work so that the money will do the work and not us. That's a whole different thought process. We want the money to work for us, okay? And if we put them, if we work the money right, I think with one day we have, I think Thursday we have economics. If we put the money there. Put the money to work right, all right, then we'll be able to, Thursday's an amount. If we put the money to work right, the money will come back to us without us having to work. What it's called residual income. The money can produce residual income for us. Residual income is when you're making money and you don't have to keep doing the same thing over and over. Same thing with a record. I have a record. I have to produce the same record over and over. I don't have to go and record the same record. Once I record it, it's out there. As long as it's selling, I'm making money. That's residual income. If I buy property, okay, and I rent out rooms or I rent out apartments, I don't have to buy the property again. See what I'm saying? And the property will keep producing money as long as the property's there. That's residual income. Not residual income is when I buy the property, then I have to buy another property, just to make the same money that I was making off the first property. That might not be a good example, but let me put it this way. Let's say I made cupcakes. I use that as an example. Let's say I made cupcakes. I got to keep making cupcakes because once they eat that cupcake, they're going to want another cupcake. So I got to come back and make cupcakes. Now I have a job. I have to keep making those cupcakes over and over and over. But you don't have to build that building over and over and over. Once you buy that building, it's going to be there until it falls down. So there's a difference between doing things like making cupcakes, or purchasing property. If you have the money, then you can invest the money in different things, and the money will keep making money. That. So that's what residual income is, when you personally don't have to keep working to make that money do what it's supposed to do, okay? We only got about 8 minutes left, but okay. I didn't mean to go up into economics, but it sort of came up like that, okay? I'm just talking a little bit about society, okay? Now, I already explained why we need a society like this, because we've been going through the dictatorship thing with the churches and everybody else. All of them set up the same, you know, they got the ministers up there, and what the ministers say is law, and it gets a little crazy. Then they got the corporations, where they got the CEOs of the corporations. The whole country is set up based on a dictatorial system. The whole country is set up like that. All right, and we're trying to change the paradigm. All right, now we might have to make some money. We might have to do something the same way, because you have to have security. So you're gonna need a dog eat dog system. That's what the military is. The military is a dog eat dog system. So you need a military out there to sort of to secure yourself. People can come and do whatever they feel like doing. All right. They might say, well, why is this society different from an anarchist society? These are some of the questions that have been asked, and I want to answer some of these questions today. An anarchist society, they say it's a society without government. But that's an oxymoron, because if the society has to have some type of rules so that everybody can be on the same page, the rules are what make government, okay? If you have a system where you have rules, you know, if you have a government, period. And you can't, well, you can, but I'm going to use the word can't. I don't like to use that word. I'm going to use the word can't. Have a whole bunch of people around without no rules. You got to have some kind of rules to govern yourself by. And if you have something to govern yourself, then it's a government. Okay. I've been down to anarchist society, and it's pretty good, pretty nice people there. I like the atmosphere, and I like the way I was treated when I went there to, you know, hang out with them for a little while. You know, of course, they're a little secretive, because we've been through what they've been through, coming through Russia and all that stuff. It gets a little tricky. Okay. Now, with the power of the vote, now, I just want to talk about the vote for a minute, because a lot of black people out there, and not white people too, I'm caught up in that little bubble, because I've been considering myself a black person for so long. Once you're caught up in that bubble, I hear people saying, well, I don't vote because it don't mean nothing, you know? But in reality, the only power that you have, unless you got plenty of cash, for influence, but the only power that you have is that vote. That's why it's so important. The Republicans are scrambling right now to try to keep people from voting, just like the district attorney. We had a district attorney election. Normally, I get my mail-in ballot. Didn't get one. That means I had to go stand in line. You know what I'm saying? And this is how they do to deter you from voting. but the voting booth's right around, only around the corner. That wasn't no big deal. But your power is in the vote. This is how we maintain power. Now, in order to run the government, you can't run government. You did that word again. If you're going to run government, you have to know how government works. That's what the chain of command is for. That's what we have. Now, remember, if you have something to say or comment, just hit one on your dial or open up the mic and you can talk. Or if you want to, if you just want to listen, that's cool too. It doesn't matter. At least I see the numbers up here, so I know I'm not here by myself, which is good. Okay. So that's the only power that you have. That vote is the only power that you have. Now, we had a nut in there. I be debating with Trump followers all the time. They love Trump, and the man's a nut. The man's out of his mind. But one thing for sure, this man conned his way all the way into the White House. You got to respect him for that. Who knew that the gift of gab will get you to the White House, even though he didn't have a clue to what he was doing when he got there and screwed everything up. But he got there. It's very important to know that he got there with the gift of gab. You know what I'm saying? But anyhow, once we knew the type of person he was a nut, we fired him. Now, if you didn't vote to get this guy out, how would you get rid of a guy like that? The only other thing you can do is knock him off. And we're not about that. We're not about sitting on in a high power building as a hitman dude. That's not who we are. You know what I'm saying? So the power that we have was the vote. We fired Trump. Okay. Fired his butt, and he refused to step down, but he was forced to step down. Nothing he could do about it. You see what I'm saying? They still out there trying to count votes. I mean, believe it or not, this guy is still trying to count votes. Rather than just say, hey, I'm a loser, you lost, get out. You know, he ain't trying to go there like that. But that's how powerful your vote is. But it's not just for the presidency. Biden is in there right now. But he needs you to deal with the judges in your city council, the aldermen, the block, all that stuff. You have to be monitoring, but you have to know what the chain of command is, and you have to know how to deal with your district so you can call these people and talk to them. It's good to know who your alderman is, who your congressman is. If something goes wrong, you can call them. They get a little power. They don't have a lot of power, but they got a little power. They can do something. They can call these people and you know, complain, all that kind of stuff, you know. And I'll tell you something else. Oh, we only got about a minute, so. But I'm just going to say this real quick. The name escapes me. Anyhow, we only have a minute. So I like to do this while we're still streaming so we can sort of go across everything. You know, I have walked the path of divine energy today. And did not break the universal law of reap with yourself. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. When you speak things out of your mouth, you're actually writing them on the universe. And that's not a good idea to say things that you don't mean. You know what I mean? So this is another frequency, see? Just let you know that you're only doing things to that you want done to you. You're not going to do nothing to nobody that you don't want to come back to you. That's a frequency. See what I'm saying? A frequency of reciprocity. That's science. That's reap what you sow. You follow what I'm saying? So this is where we are right now. This is what's going on. It's society news. The society's doing pretty good. We've only been at it. We just started this 5 months ago. It's going to take a little while, you know, for the money to come back to the members. But the money will come back to the members, okay? And with that, this is Brother Elohim signing off. We're going to chit-chat again tomorrow. And everybody that's on the line, thank you so much. I really appreciate you calling in, and we will chit-chat again tomorrow.